The Dog at the Door, a record of a vision given to the Red Adobe Hayamas in Wakwaha as a written offering, not signed. I was in a town that was in the valley, yet was not one of the nine towns of the valley, a place strange to me. I knew that I lived in a house in this town, but could not find it. I went to the common place and then to the dancing place, thinking I would go to the Red Adobe Hayamas. In the dancing place there were not five Hayamas, but four, and I did not know which was mine. I said to a person there, "Where is the other Hayamas?" The person said, "Behind you." I turned around and saw a dog running away between the high roofs of the Hayamas. This much I dreamed asleep. Waking, I followed that dog. I came to a deep well lined with stone. I set my hands on the coping, looked down into the well, and saw the sky. I stood between the sky above and the sky below, and cried out, "Must all things end?" The answer was, "They must end." "Must my town fall?" "It is falling now." "Must the dances be forgotten?" "They are forgotten." The air became dark, and earthquake shook the walls. Houses fell down, dust obscured the mountains and the sun, and a terrible cold came into the air. I cried out, "Is the world at its end?" The answer was, "There is no end." "My town is destroyed." "It is being built." "I must die and forget all I have known." "Remember." Then the dog came to me in the dust and darkness and cold, carrying in its mouth a small bag woven of grass. In the bag were the souls of the human beings of the world, small like dill or chia seeds, very small and black. I took the bag and went along beside the dog. As the sky began to clear and the air grew pale, I saw that the mountains had fallen. Where they had been, where the valley had been, there was a great plain. On this plain I walked with the dog northeastward among many other people. Each of them carried a bag like the one I carried. Some held seeds, and some held little stones. The stones in the bags made a whispering as they moved together, saying, "In the end is no end. To build with us, unbuild with us." Understanding them, having forgotten my way, I remembered it, and so came walking past the willows of the river into my town, Telinana, and past the Red Adobe Hayamas, and to the door of my own house. But the dog was there at the door, snarling, and would not let me in.